Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The push now to get the flavored tobacco products and vaping products, that could be up for a vote next week. How is the push going to stop that vote from passing?
Well, the governor was just told by the courts that this flavor ban is not legal, and his response is to double down with legislation to ban flavors. So I think the honest answer is it will be challenged again in court. You know, and the sad reality is here, we're attacking products that help people quit smoking. And, you know, realistically, we're going to leave the consumers with no option but to go to an all-new and dangerous black market. You're going to see people selling flavored tobacco products in Uber rides. You're going to see drug dealers taking this up as a new lucrative opportunity for them. This is a multi-billion dollar industry, and to just wipe it off the map and assume that it won't be picked up by much more nefarious people than the businesses like mine, you're sadly mistaken. We're going to create a whole new world of drug dealers, and the end result of that is going to be a whole bunch more people getting sick from the lung diseases and death that have been associated to black market products. Prohibition has never worked in this country, and the reason is because when you prohibit everything, then the criminals see the opportunity in continuing the market without having to follow any regulations, without paying any tax. It's bad news. And you know, moving forward with this, you're going to see millions and millions of New Yorkers who die over the next couple of decades because they are robbed of access to the reduced harm products that they need to stay away from smoking.
The governor's legislation, it's unclear whether that would include menthol and tobacco flavorings, which the state health commissioners recommended. And that is something he has proposed, to ban the sale of all flavored e-cigarettes, which could include menthol and tobacco. That's unclear. If menthol and tobacco flavored ended up being part of that flavored ban, I would imagine this would be the end of businesses like yours.
Well, here's the real question that we should be asking ourselves, and this was brought up in the judge's decision. If New York State expects that adult vapers will simply switch from flavored products to a tobacco or menthol if that's available, then why would we not assume that 14-year-olds in middle school would do the exact same thing? This is not a solution, and by closing all of the businesses, we're creating an exponentially larger problem that we are not ready to handle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.